Hi.
How's it going?
Welcome back. We're here for our Oscar preview. It's Speak of the Devil.
Wait, preview?
Did I say preview?
Yeah, you say preview. Yeah. This is the Oscars review.
Review. One less letter than preview.
It's a great start.
No more preview.
Nice one.
Yeah. All right. I'm Aiden.
Oh, yeah. I'm Colin.
And I'm Hayden.
And, yeah, we're talking about the Oscars once again. Some editor notes real quick from the last one, the preview, which I just messed up on. Two things we said that weren't right. I said Nick Vallelonga is Tony. I said that Nick Vallelonga was Tony Lip's brother, but Nick Vallelonga is
actually
his son.
I messed up on that.
And then the other thing is somebody said Ryan Singer, and it's Brian Singer. So.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that. And when I was watching it over, I'm like, I don't care enough to edit it or anything. Thank you for pointing that out.
So yeah, now that we've got the formalities out of the way, let's get into it.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So we watched the Oscars. I mean, on Sunday at Aiden's house. Hayden wasn't there.
He was unfortunately in another state.
You watched most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched almost all of it. Mm-hmm.
We had some fun. We enjoyed ourselves. You know.
Stayed up till
pretty late.
Yeah,
that night. But
pretty sure I left your house at 11:40, and then we had school the next day.
Yeah, we're dedicated podcasters.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. I think we should start talking about the whole hostless situation again.
Right.
How do we think it went?
It went fine. I mean,
no Kevin, but wish there was Kevin.
No Kevin Hart.
I wish Kevin was there. I really liked some people they had reading the results, though.
Yeah, I did too.
I mean, I think a lot of the bits were really cheesy, but it's still, like, you know, it worked.
Yeah,
and there's no inconsistency.
Yeah, so they started with the Queen performance.
Oh, that's right.
And then they went to Maya Rudolph, Tina Fey, and Amy Poehler's, like, monologue. Do you guys remember that?
Vaguely.
Which was like sort of in place of a host's monologue. Like that's where Kevin
would
have done his whole bit. And it was weird.
It was very weird.
It was like not funny.
I remember we were sitting there and we were in silence. And we were like, what's going on? Can we start the Oscars, please?
It was so... First of all, having three people up there is like weird because they're kind of like competing and it's like they're, going...
Comedy.
One at a time. Yeah, and then the other thing was, like, it didn't, like, they didn't really have a bit. They were just, like, telling some, like, jokes that, like, weren't that funny. And then the other thing was, like, they tried to touch upon, like, the Kevin Hart thing and, like, how there's no hosts. And, like, it just felt weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But, I mean, that was just, you know, they knew they were going to start off with a rocky start, but that's not really what we're there for.
Yeah, exactly. So, although it was weird, I guess it's better than having 4 minutes of silence when we're talking.
Yeah, true.
So, what did we think of the musical performances?
They were pretty good.
Yeah, we had Queen with Adam Lambert in place of the deceased Freddie Mercury.
I missed one of them. But
I didn't really like him, Lambert specifically, but like it's cool, like it's a cool
Queen.
Novelty to have Queen perform.
Yeah,
Adam Lambert's an interesting guy.
I'm not the biggest fan. But then we had Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper perform "Shallow" from their movie A Star Is Born. That was good stuff.
That definitely sparked a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because there was this one look where it looked like they were gonna Bradley Cooper was gonna. They're both gonna risk a relationship.
Yeah,
their faces were very close to each other in that one shot.
Yeah, and then
question one of that was acting, what wasn't? Yeah. But you know,
Jennifer Hudson sang "I'll Fight" from the RGB movie about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Betty Midler sung "The Places Where Lost Things Go" from Mary Poppins Returns. And David Rawlings and Gillian Welch performed "When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings" from The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which was like super weird. It was like a country song, but that's a Coen Brothers movie, and those movies are weird. So, good filmmakers, though.
Yeah.
And then, so this was all of the nominated original songs, except for "All the Stars" by Kendrick Lamar, because he couldn't make it, unfortunately.
That would have been awesome if Kendrick Lamar performed at the Oscars.
Disappointed.
Yeah. So I guess he cited a scheduling conflict, so he did not attend, which is a bummer, but. You know, He didn't win anyway, so I guess.
What's
Shallow ended up winning.
Shallow, that's right. I expected that to win, too.
But yeah, I did, too. It was great.
Yeah.
And it's also super popular, too.
All the time. Yeah, I hear it all the time. Bradley Cooper. I don't know if he can sing. That's my opinion.
He can't.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right
he
now.
He can't sing.
Lady Gaga kind of makes up for it.
She's amazing at singing.
I saw this thing today where it's like, it was this Facebook group when she was in college that was like her real name. I can't remember the whole thing, but it's like blank can't, what will never be famous. And that was like a Facebook group about her.
Bet.
By like bullies. And I'm like, that's so messed up.
That's, wow.
But also, yeah, bet.
Seriously.
So I thought it was a really unmemorable year for speeches. Like, everything was just like, oh, thanks to my kids, you guys should be in bed right now.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, in the previous 2 years, a lot of the speeches have been very political.
And that sort of fizzled out
this year.
Honestly, the highlight was the lead actress from Fresh Off the Boat when she couldn't open the paper.
Yeah.
that was very funny.
And then ratings for this year I thought was an interesting topic of discussion because it was the first jump in ratings in the last 5 years.
So interesting.
From last year's compared to this year's, there was a 12% increase in viewership.
Really? So I mostly just watched the entire thing because,
I mean, I hate to take credit for our movie, but, like, situation. We kind of like...
We might be responsible
for that.
Yeah, is why 30 million people tuned in to watch the 91st annual Oscars.
Even though we uploaded the Oscars thing like midway through the Oscars.
Yeah, I know. And then the other thing that I think I want to talk about, because I think it's like a really interesting thing, is how they were going to do the like popular movie award.
Did they skip over? So
they had the idea in 2018, but then they decided that they wouldn't start it this year, so they're doing it next year.
Okay.
But it audience award.
Just audience favorite?
Yeah,
or just
pretty
like,
much.
Yeah.
So, like, Infinity War would probably be in there.
Yeah.
Black Panther, a few others. I can't really think of that many movies that came out this year, to be honest.
I know. A little bit of a slow year for movies.
Yeah.
But.
So, do you guys want to talk about your predictions and how they fared in the real Oscars?
Sure. I need
some of them I don't.
I need to look at a few
of them.
In our
preview, I'll refresh you guys. In our preview, we talked first about Best Picture. Colin predicted that Roma would win.
Yes.
Hayden predicted that Green Book would win. And I predicted that Green Book would win.
To be fair, in the you gave us a little sheet of paper to do all the predictions
for. Oh, yeah,
we
filled out a ballot at my house while we were watching it.
Yeah, a bunch of people came over.
Yeah.
And I actually predicted Green Book on that sheet of paper. All right.
I did also.
All right, but...
No, we win.
We're the
podcast.
Yes.
All right. You know what? Fine. I'll just
next,
be the odd one out here.
Best actor in a leading role. Colin predicted Viggo Mortensen in Green Book. Hayden predicted Viggo Mortensen. And Aiden predicted Rami Malek.
You just referred to yourself in the third person.
Oh, shoot. I did. and I won. Rami Malek got it.
Of course.
I mean, technically he won.
Well, yeah.
I won by proxy. So.
I did kind of expect that, too, but I want it. I mostly just wanted Viggo to win.
Yeah. And then we unanimously predicted that Lady Gaga would win Best Actress in a Leading Role.
Guess what? She didn't.
She did not.
I think that was the only one that we saw for Best Leading Actress, though, right?
Yeah, but, like, I really could not
but
see
I
anything
also,
would rival
I also
that.
Really liked her.
Yeah,
and
I couldn't really see anything would rival.
And then a lot of people thought it would be Glenn Close from The Wife. And then it wasn't her either. It was Olivia Colman from The Favourite.
I feel like that was the big, like, upset, kind
of. Yeah,
upset.
I was surprised, too, because... Like, neither of the supporting actresses that were nominated from The Favourite won.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they kind of had more of a, like, spotlight on them than she did. And then Best Director, Colin predicted Spike Lee, Hayden predicted Spike Lee, and I predicted Alfonso Cuarón.
And Alfonso
I'm still mad about
Cuarón.
That.
Yeah, so I got 3 out of 4.
Not all right,
I mean, but half of that was just because I wanted Spike Lee to win, not because I thought he was going to win.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
And he also, Alfonso went up and said, wow, it just doesn't get old getting up on here
at
the Oscars.
Yeah. So he did well for himself.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
He's a super talented director, though, and I think he's got
I haven't seen Roma yet, so
much longer career.
I would
Spike
like to
Lee
see it.
Got robbed again.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
He's been nominated like 7 times, I think, or something.
He got some other stuff, though.
Yeah.
He was excited to be there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spike Lee.
He jumped up on...
what's his name?
On Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
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 And he just, like, latched onto
that
him.
That was, like, funny.
A baby.
It's so funny because he's, like, short and tiny, too.
Yeah, I think we all really like Black Klansman, so I think you'll be getting a...
Yes, Tanner, we're recording.
I think yes. We will be getting a full episode on Black Klansman in the future.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe with a couple guests.
Yeah, we do know plenty of people that watch it, for sure. And then I think I also want to talk about, like, I just, right before we started recording this, I was curious to see what movie won the most. Can you guys guess?
It was, No. I think it was Black Panther.
I'm gonna guess
or
that
Bohemian.
Too.
Yeah, it was Black Panther.
I think it was Black Panther.
It was not.
Was Bohemian Rhapsody?
It was Bohemian Rhapsody.
I started saying that, yeah. And I'm like, oh no.
Bohemian Rhapsody won 4, and Black Panther won 3. So
I could have sworn Black Panther won like way
more. It was
more.
Really like spread out this year.
But no, I think Black Panther was the most nominated movie.
Oh, it might have been. So
that,
Black
that's
Panther,
my assumption. I saw it the most.
Black Panther won 3. Black Klansman won 1. Bohemian Rhapsody won 4.
Dude, who wants to see a movie about a rap city? I don't get it.
The Favorite won 1. Green Book won 3. Roma won 3. A Star is Born won 1. And Vice won 1. Sounds
Wait,
like
so
I'm talking in like...
1-1.
1-1. No, it was... I mean, Shallow won... As well, does that doesn't count for a Star Is Born?
Oh, we should.
You
talk
You did
about,
count it as a Star Is Born.
Yeah, that was
we
the
already
only,
talked about.
That was the only thing a Star
no,
Is
you know
Born
we
won.
Should talk about best documentary.
Best documentary. The
documentary.
The rock climbing one.
Yeah,
Free Solo.
I'm sorry, I can't
Solo
remember the name
took
of this.
Out the W. I was excited for that.
We still haven't seen this, but it looks really good.
Yeah,
it did look really good.
Yeah.
So maybe I don't know if we'll get an episode about that because I feel like documentaries would be weird to talk about.
Yeah,
but
probably.
It does look really good.
We could do a couple.
I'm very glad that.
Actually, speaking of documentaries, here's Aiden's unofficial rating of approval for this episode. I feel like
put in the sound effect.
A different name every time, though. On HBO, the documentary Momentum Generation, about like the surfers in the '90s in Hawaii, so good. It's a great movie.
Now I have to check it out.
Seriously. Do yourself a favor and watch that one.
When was it released?
I think like December of this
Hold
year.
Hold on. All right, we're good. Sorry. A little bit of a technical difficulty.
So there you go. Everybody watch that. It's super good. Yeah, now that we've gotten that out of the way, I think that might be it.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
should
we went over the Oscars. We talked about who won, who didn't.
And I think we're good then.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is our Oscar review. In the future, we'll be doing some... On
probably individual movies from the Oscars.
Do we want to talk about which ones we think we'll probably be doing?
Okay, yeah, we could do that.
Definitely Black
Without
Klansman.
Without a doubt, Black Klansman.
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward
Black
to that
Panther
one.
Probably has a possibility.
Yeah.
A
Star Is Born.
None of us have seen Vice yet.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of want
But
yeah.
I think Vice would be a good one to
I definitely
do as
would,
well.
I definitely would want to do it on Vice.
So we'll probably be seeing that one soon.
Maybe Green Book, depending.
Maybe Green Book.
Because that was the best
film. I think
film.
Green Book would be cool because it was one best picture, but there are like a lot of flaws to it.
Yeah.
So
it would be interesting to talk about.
Too much to talk about right now in this setting, but it's a really interesting story how that came to be.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting more in depth into these movies.
Because we've
watched so many of them.
And also season one was like...
We were just
it was good, but it's also like there's not much to those movies.
Yeah.
Like there's not much to Illumination's The Grinch.
Mm. Yeah.
Don't get me
Besides comparing it to the old Grinch.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. So. And we'll
catch
I'll catch you
on the
later.
Flip side.
Yeah.
Adios. Peace.